Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
When we open up with golf, you know it's huge news. The PGA Tour, which was so outspoken and self-righteous about the LIV Golf Tour and, oh, those Saudis are 9/11 and, oh, how in the world could any players go to play for them and blah, 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 blah. That PGA Tour has now unified with LIV Golf, as well as the DP World Tour, all under one umbrella. And Rob, the PGA commissioner, Jay Moynihan, who even himself, Rob, he said, I know a lot of people are going to say I'm a hypocrite. Yeah, we are. But anyway, here's Jay talking about the merger.
I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Okay, that was a year ago.
That was what he said a year ago, Chris.
That's what he said a year ago. Do we have him today, Rob G? We don't have him today, but he did. I've seen some of the clips. Here's a quick quote, Rob. I'll just read it. There's been a lot of tension. This is from that same Jay Moynihan who you just heard. There's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. What we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. The game of golf is better for what we've done here today. Rob?
Chris? He's a hypocrite. the worst kind of hypocrite, Chris. And you just heard the soundbite. Putting out the 9/11. How dare you go to Live Golf and disgrace the country? And now the Saudis had something to do with all the people killed in 9/11. You can couch it now, Chris, and act like you didn't say it. You're taking blood money. You're washing their reputation.
What he was saying.
That's exactly what he was
saying.
That's
what people said. It was sports washing was the
right
term they used.
Will you take money, and they're going to make themselves in a better light, yep, right? Because they're affiliated with something that you love, Chris, like golf.
Yep.
And how dare Moynihan, do you have a check for $800 million for Tiger Woods? Because that's what he turned down, Chris, not to go to Live Golf. Because they made it. It was us against them.
$800 million. In one fell swoop, you almost become a billionaire.
Exactly.
One fell swoop. Tiger ain't even any good anymore.
What, right? And they offered him, Chris, $800 million. And it was like, are you going to be with us, the good old U.S. of A.? Or are you going to be with the Saudis who killed our people in 9/11? That was what the implication was. And now you mean to tell me not only did you get into bed with the Saudis and their money, you're having a baby with them. Is that what it is?
That's a good analogy.
Chris, that's what it is. And the new baby, guess who's going to run the PGA Live Golf together with a new name? The Saudis are going to run it, Chris, because they got the most money. Really? All that patriotism and all that flag waving all went for naught. It didn't mean a damn thing. You know what Bob meant the most? Who had the most money? And that's what it came down to. If this deal wasn't good enough, Chris, for players to take the most money a year ago or whatever it was, why is it good now?
Right. He talked a lot about, I worked off the information we had. Now we got new information. And you know what you got? You got a huge check from the public investment fund. That's Saudi Arabia's fund, PIF. They're putting money all over America. And here was the thing, Rob. This is why I'm not, when I look at Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and all these guys that didn't get in, in Live, even though they offered him, you said it, $800 million for Tiger Woods. I don't look at them as hypocrites. I look at them, they got duped. They got duped.
That's
they
a good meant, word, Chris.
I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe they meant well. All these, not all, but many of these Americans, particularly the players who were against it, I think they meant well, but they were misinformed. Because here's the deal, folks. Listen and listen closely. These are just some of the United States companies that are doing business in Saudi Arabia. Pfizer, Philip Morris, Price Waterhouse, Ford Motor Company, Amoco, Exxon, Bank of America, a Red Wing shoe company, Samsonite, Shell, Texaco, J.P. Morgan. I bank at J.P. Morgan Chase. Chase Manhattan Bank. I mean, I could go on and on. Coca-Cola, Pepsi. And here's more. The Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, Saudi Arabia, is invested. They now hold shares, Rob, in these companies. Amazon, Google, Visa, Microsoft, Disney. We work for Disney, right? ESPN, Nintendo, Uber, PayPal, Zoom, BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager. And here's my thing. If all of these United States companies can work with Saudi Arabia, you mean to tell me one individual golfer, he's supposed to be the one to take the high road and say, no, I can't do that. Please, you're supporting them and you don't even know it.
Chris,
when you buy something from Starbucks, you're supporting the Saudi investments. They are all over America, and that was my issue. The hypocrisy of these wealthy private companies and corporations who run our country to have the audacity to act like Tiger or Rory or some other golfer would have been just the most immoral person in the world because they were doing it too. And that goes for all these media members, again, who got on their high horse, Rob. They were duped, too. You didn't do your homework. You didn't know who else was in bed with the Saudi Arabians. So
100%, Chris. Spot on. And there were people. Oh, I would never do that. Remember, people were pushing back on Charles Barkley when they went on an interview, Chris, with the LIV Golf Tour. Oh, Charles, how could you do that? I would never take money from them. Really?
Oh, really?
Now it's okay, Chris. And all along, we're in bed with the Saudis. Stop it. All Chris just named a million companies. Stop.
And that wasn't even a half of it.
No, and they got a ton of money, and you could say whatever you want. As there's no reason that they should have put this phony patriotism, Chris, in the way of these other golfers telling them that they should feel bad for taking that money, and how dare they take that money and leave the PGA, because look what happened on 9/11. That was what the overwhelming, and they were supposed to, the golfers were going to look like, oh, look at them. They stood up to the Saudis, and they didn't want to take their blood money. And look, and then before you know it, the PGA decided that they would cash out and screw the golfers. The deal doesn't include those guys getting money, Chris, that they lost out with the Saudis.
Well, Rob, and here's the deal. Let me throw this out there quickly, too. I don't want to forget this. Guess who's the largest customer for U.S.-made military equipment? Saudi Arabia.
Hello.
So the government and all these private corporations are in bed with them, and they expect an individual not to do the same. Please, Rob, here's what it is, and you alluded to it. When Tiger and Rory and Phil Mickelson, shout out to Phil Mickelson seeing through the foolishness, and some of these other guys too, when they were being offered this money, guess who wasn't being offered it? The PGA, right? The PGA Tour, maybe they were offered it and the PGA Tour said, nah, we don't need you. But now, Rob, like you said, those individual golfers aren't getting it, the ones who turned it down, but the PGA is. Now Jay Moynihan gets his cut.
Right, they're all getting their cuts now.
So he don't care if you call him a hypocrite, because he's going to be a wealthy hypocrite.
It is one of the biggest reversals, Chris. And we said it from, this is a second guess.
We did, right.
We said in the beginning, same thing you just brought up, Phil Mickelson. They all chastised him and criticized him and made him out like he was un-American, that he would take part in the LIV Golf Tour. We're like, what? Wait a minute. You're going to work here in the PGA and make a dollar, but they're offering you $100. Really? I'm going to work for the dollar?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we welcome in the Michael Breed, who's a SiriusXM PGA Tour radio host and also the host of A New Breed of Golf on YouTube. We've had Michael on before, does a tremendous job. Michael, welcome to the iCouple.
I love being back home. I miss you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, we had fun with you last time, and we're looking forward to talking to you today. And look, Mike, I mean, we can't escape the elephant in the room. The PGA is looking incredibly hypocritical, and I feel for those individual players, the Tiger Woods, the Rory McIlroys, who turned down nearly $1 billion, and now here the PGA is taking that money and then some.
Well, there's a couple things here. First of all, this is not an elephant in the room. This is the whole damn herd.
Well, there you go. Right.
I mean, right?
It's the whole story, right?
Look, you know what? I sit here and I think to myself a couple of different things. It wouldn't surprise me, and I don't know any of this. Nobody knows any of this. This caught everybody off guard, but it wouldn't surprise me if Tiger was a part of this somehow, some way. It wouldn't surprise me if he knew what was going on. Jimmy Dunn, who is down there, he's very involved with Seminole and very good friends with all of them, Rory, Tiger, and everybody. This has been going on for 7 weeks is what I've been told. And I would be stunned if those guys didn't know about this and weren't somehow aware. I don't know whether they like it, they don't like it. I'm sure we're going to hear more of that. They had an all-hands meeting with all the players that were playing in Canada. Jay flew up to Canada after doing his CNBC interview. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that there's a lot more people behind the scenes than just Jay and Yasser from the PIF. But I will tell you, this is a shocking situation, and I think this is one that is going to – there's a lot of people – I mean, I've already gotten tons of emails from individuals for our radio show that are adamant that they're never going to watch golf again. They're not going to support the PGA Tour
again. I believe this, Chris. I believe it.
Now, you say individual. These are listeners. Or these are what? Is that what listeners?
Listeners. You bet. These are listeners.
Wow.
Sure.
But I'll say this. I do believe that because of the way it was packaged, Chris, and wrapped around with the families. The group, I read a quote from the group 9/11 Families United, said they were shocked, quote, shocked and deeply offended by the merger. And I think that's what it's business. You can do all that, but when you tell people not to go and you point at the Saudis and say they're responsible for 9/11 and the deaths of Americans, and that's why you shouldn't go and you shouldn't do this to your country, and then the same people who were saying that go and make a deal with them. How's that supposed to make you feel? You can't feel good about it, can you?
Well, I would say this. I think there's a lot of people that feel betrayed is the word that I think a lot of people feel in the business. And, you know, this what happened when all this came about was there are a lot of people that were sitting there, are you a LIV supporter? Are you a PGA Tour supporter? And there were few people that were on both sides, that they'll both come together and so on. What's interesting, by the way, which I think you guys will find interesting anyway, is a year ago, Donald Trump predicted this was going to happen, by the way. To do a little research on that will catch you off guard. But no. my point is there were a lot of people that were all PGA Tour, can't stand LIV, and then there were a lot of people that were all LIV and can't stand the PGA Tour. And now everybody, I don't care which side of the fence you're on, everybody's having to eat a little crow and figure out how are we going to walk blissfully down the aisle together, because right. That's what we're doing. If you're going to support professional golf, you're walking blissfully down the aisle with this one.
Yeah, my thing, Michael, from the get-go was that, I mean, obviously we know 9/11 and all that stuff, but there are so many American companies that the Saudis are invested in, Amazon, Google, Visa, Microsoft, Disney, Uber, and then there are other companies that are doing business in Saudi Arabia with the Saudis. I mean, I just thought it was unfair and still is for those that want to call these golfers hypocrites and shame them when all these American companies that every one of us individually in some way, shape, or form is supporting. You can't help but support them because they're all over the place. So Saudis are already tied into American corporations. So I just felt it was wrong to expect the golfers to take the high road when all of our companies and even the government that sells arms to Saudi Arabia is in business with them.
You know, I don't dispute that. I think that there's also a lot of people that have no idea that they're buying a certain something
right.
and supporting a certain entity, right? So,
totally.
You know, there's an ignorance that exists in the world where people don't really have that kind of wisdom. And I think when they're greeted with that, they kind of like, wait a second, is that really the case? But I think, look, you know, the one thing that we live in a world now that is far from united, and we certainly live in a country that is far from united, and the most united that we have been in my recent memory is on 9/11, when all of a sudden everybody came together and went, wait a second, you've attacked New York, you've attacked Washington, D.C., you've attacked our way of life, and that's not acceptable. And we all came together, and we wanted to throw blame at somebody, and we threw it all over the place, right or wrong. But in that was certainly a relationship, and by many people's opinions, a thought that the Saudi government was a part of it. And now all of a sudden, you know, for those people, particularly those that have served our country, they sit there and go, hey, wait a second. We fought to protect our freedom, and now what we're going to do this? And I know that there are a lot of people, because I get all these emails, I served in this, I was involved in the Army, I was involved in the Navy, the Air Force, whatever. This doesn't agree with me. And if you saw these emails, I mean, I'm sure I could pull some up for you. You would be stunned at what people are saying. I got one email from a guy that says, hey, this is shameful. This is my word of the day is shameful. I mean, that's where people are nowadays. And they're frustrated. They're upset.
How about Phil Mickelson was dragged through the mud, and a lot of bad stuff was said about him, and that he was un-American, and how could you do this to us and turn your back on the families of 9/11? And now I think Phil Mickelson should get an apology from some people.
You know what? Here's the thing with Phil, and I like Phil. I think he's an incredible talent and very important to the game of golf. But when Phil came out and he said that the PGA Tour was greedy and that greed was the reason why he was leaving, and then all of a sudden everybody saw that when he did this, when he made this move to LIV, he had made $53 million in the year after he won that PGA Championship, and then he makes this move over for $200 million as it's reported, right? There's a lot of people that go, wait a second, man, that's hypocritical in and of itself. Isn't that greed on your part? So,
yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of, like, Phil Mickelson is, you like him, you don't like him, that's fine. But you can argue both sides on this one, too.
Yeah, I just think that, I'm sorry, I'm never going to be mad at somebody, you know, who's making more money doing the same thing. The PGA Tour right. wasn't paying people. And it's just like anything else. When another league comes around and they're offering more money, go look at what happened in the NFL when the USFL came around and it was viable. And how many players, Reggie White and Steve Young, they all left the NFL to make more money. I don't think anybody is going to do the same thing for less money. Why would you do the same thing and make less money? So I'm not mad at Phil Mickelson.
No, and I'm not mad at Phil Mickelson either. But what I would say is that the concept is this, and this is really, you know, like when you look at all this, this is how I boil this down myself. I look at if there was a group that came in and tried to purchase the NFL and make the NFL a global thing, not just a United States sport, but a global thing. And we are trying to bring the NFL to different parts of the world. But if your favorite team, and I don't know who your favorite team is, I'm a Giants guy. If my Giants are playing in Saudi Arabia and I got to get up at 2 a.m. to support that, I'm probably not going to do it. And I think what the way people are looking at this is the LIV Golf Tour is by design trying to create a worldwide tour. That's why Greg Norman was a part of it and is a part of it. And I think that from a selfish standpoint, the question really is this simple. Do you want to watch the greatest golfers in the world play on a time zone that you can watch, or do you want to watch them play on a time zone that you can't?
I totally disagree. Because I don't believe that's what the average Joe is thinking about. They tried to tie the LIV Golf to strictly to 9/11 to say it's a bad thing, right, that you shouldn't be involved in it.
That's what the
overwhelming thing was, and that's why these families, Chris just brought up and named all the other companies. They're not
that's
at Amazon.
The thing.
They're not at Amazon.
Right, Artie, and that's the thing, and I get it. You're right. Most people don't know all these companies that are in bed with the Saudis. But before you go off on Mickelson and any of these individual golfers, you need to learn it. Because Amazon, Google, who's not supporting them in some way, shape, or form in America? You know, it's just wrong to expect an individual to take the high road when these very rich and wealthy corporations that to a large degree run our country aren't taking the high road. They expect us to do the right thing, but they're not doing the right thing. I don't even say the right thing, but they expect us to do something that they're not willing to do.
Well, I don't know. I think the golf fan wants to watch golfers play golf on their when they want to watch it. Fair? And I think that what they sit there and they think to themselves is, because everybody's going to have an opinion, right? So that's why we have shows, right? We all share our opinions and we're not afraid to share them. But everybody has opinions. They just scream at a television instead of screaming on a radio. It's the same exact thing.
Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead. Okay.
All right, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because you heard a lot of the golfers, you mentioned Mickelson, talking about how they weren't being treated properly, if you will, by the PGA.
Yep.
So I imagine all of that's going to change. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to change. I mean, I don't. This is basically what Commissioner Monahan said was the following: that the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, the DP World Tour are going to get together, and they're going to, and they have, they've formed a company that is a for-profit LLC. The PGA Tour is a not-for-profit entity. These three entities are going to form a for-profit entity, and my belief is that this will end up in some sort of a team event. That's what I think is going to happen, or team event. If you read the letter that he sent, he said that basically we are going to form a for-profit LLC, and then later he says, we will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of LIV Golf and determine how best to integrate team golf into professional golf. The 2023 LIV Golf schedule will continue as planned. And what that means to me is it's not 2023 and 2024. It's 2023, and it's going to continue as planned. But we intend on having a team golf and team golf events incorporated or integrated into our schedule. And that, to me, means, hey, players are going to own their teams, they're going to play in these events, and they're going to be able to prosper as a result of this new model that is for profit without question.
All right. All right. Well, we will see. Michael, look, this story continues and develops, we'll get you on again. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. He's been getting a lot of love, and playoff Jimmy is a real thing. And he talked today and said that playoff Jimmy stuff. Stop it! Here he is.
I'm not a scorer. Like, just because I score a lot of points one game, that doesn't make you a scorer. I'm not a volume shooter. I don't do any of that. I don't press to score. I only press to win. So if I pass the ball every possession, if we win, I don't care. If I shoot the ball every possession and we win, I don't care. This playoff Jimmy narrative, it's not a thing. I just want to win along with everybody else. So I don't worry about too much other things except for winning.
I actually agree with him on some of that, Rob. What I disagree with is the playoff Jimmy. That's a real thing. And I get it that he's the last seven games, he only averaged 20 points on 30.
So wait a minute. You teased the player saying there's no play. It was him. Okay. I was trying to figure out who was ripping him during the playoffs when he's in the finals. Right. I was like,
he's pretty much unrippable at this point.
Yes.
And that is some of that, Rob. Some of that is the benefit of not being that guy. You know, like, we don't have the same expectations of him that we have of LeBron.
If Steph, they lose Chris, Jokic,
right.
He's not going to get killed.
If they were doing this, you'd be killing him.
Yep.
Yeah, so 20 points, 39% shooting his last seven games. But here's why playoff Jimmy still is real. Because, Rob, since he joined the Miami Heat 4 years ago, he has eight 40-point games in the playoffs, 40-point scoring games. That leads the entire NBA during that time period.
No, that's
Jimmy
huge.
Butler.
Yeah, that's huge.
And guess how many 40-point scoring games he has in the regular season?
Zero.
Since he joined the Heat. Zero.
I was going to say it. Zero, yep.
So that's a jump. We've talked about it. I can't think of a player, Rob, that makes this type of leap in the postseason. And so, yeah, I think the playoff Jimmy thing is real.
It's hard to argue. I mean, he does play better. He has played better. That stat right there, zero 40-point games in the regular season, but eight in the postseason. That means that when the chips are down and they need you to come through, he's been able to come through for them. That's really what it's about. Is the record eight? Is there are they 7-1?
I don't know what it is.
I would love to know
period.
Their record, right? Yeah, Rob G, if you see that around.
I bet it's good, though. I bet it's good.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
And also, Rob, I agree. He's not really a scorer. Now, he can score, obviously. He's going to give you 20 points a night. But when you think of the best scorers in the league, the Durants, the Kyries, the Lucas, Steph, you know, Damian Lillard, like, they got a lot in their bag. The handles are crazy. Even James Harden, when he was doing this thing in Houston, handles are crazy. Step backs, a lot of moves. Jimmy doesn't have – he's almost like somewhat of a throwback in that, like, he doesn't waste dribbles. He's not going to sit there and pat it in front of your face all night long. He's just going to straight line drives. He's going to get to his spot, you know, two, three dribbles, pull up mid-range. Now, he's got the pump fakes, but he doesn't have a ton of moves. And he's not a great three-point shooter. Gets stuff in transition, things like that. But he does score, and he's just an all-around great, hard-working basketball player. And people aren't going to rave about his bag and all that stuff. But obviously what we're seeing now is when it's time to deliver and bring it, he brings it like few others this season in the playoffs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.